Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Beer League Coherent podcast. This is Bob in Brooklyn, and I'm speaking to Andrew, who is in...
a very cold Florida with a lot of frozen alligators. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, if it's officially colder in Florida right now than it is in Brussels, does that mean you can expect some of the alligators to get on the flight out with you?
I did buy some alligator luggage that I may fill up with... I don't think you're allowed to do that anymore, are you?
Alligator luggage?
No, you're not allowed to do that. I think they used to be endangered, but they're absolutely everywhere, so I'm not really sure. Do things get off the endangered list at some point?
So you could just make luggage out of them, boots, hats.
Yeah. Well, they're cold enough you can catch them easily now. Gosh.
Right. Exactly. They're no doubt in a stupor.
They're not moving at all.
So, Andrew, would you like?
What are we drinking?
To,
what are we drinking tonight? Just tell me. Right, I can't see it. I'm in the dark again.
You can't see. You're in the dark again. Right. Literally. We're drinking the Lagunitas Cappuccino Stout, a limited release. I have to admit, I've had this before. My recollection of it is that it's really quite nice. I will tell you, I mean, this is a little anecdote, that it was the first beer that we ever had in our new apartment when we moved in last year. We went out and bought a few beers, and this was the very first one that we had. So it has a fond memory. So we'll put the taste to the test again and see if it tastes as good as I remember it, or whether it's just my sort of sentimentality that
is getting the better of you again.
Getting the better of me again, as it always does. I'm a sentimental guy.
Did you open yours? Sorry.
I did. Yes, I did. I did open mine.
All right. It's got a dog on the label. What's the story of the dog?
I don't know. Maybe the label says something. I'd have to check. I haven't done enough research into the Lagunitas, but
as far as I can see, by the light of the laptop here, it pours very thick with not much head.
Mine is a nice head too. It's a light head. Given the darkness of the beer, the head is it's a beige, but it's not a really dark one. It's very very it's very dark, but in the strong light, it's got a red, very dark, almost crimson hue to it. It's attractive, and it smells great. I don't know if you've given that.
Smells amazing. On the taste, you get all of what you'd expect from something called the cappuccino stout. You get the coffee flavors, you get the deep richness of the malt, and but something else in there. There's something that is. Am I getting a vegetal kind of taste as well? A stewed celery kind of thing.
Yeah, I was just gonna say celery, but I don't know stewed, but yeah. It does have that. That was a nice.
I have actually never stewed celery myself, but I'm just kind of imagining that it's kind of celery that if you sort of cooked it a bit.
It would taste like a Lagunitas Cappuccino Stout, wouldn't it? But you do get a good coffee taste in this, which I like quite a bit. This is, I think, my recollection of it is that there is a strong coffee. Because sometimes you see the stouts that are brewed with some sort of coffee while of course they do put that into the mix, you don't really get much of that often. But this one, you really really do, I think.
No, it's very very strong. We can't miss it. I found another good one.
Yeah.
Well, I need some. It warms me up very very nicely, which I need after a day in the outdoors here in Florida where it's been like 50s.
And we almost had to put on mittens and a scarf, huh?
Well, we've had. You know, jeans and jackets and everything else on. Today it's now dipping below zero, and the alligators are freezing in the ponds, and it's really seriously cold for Florida anyway.
All right. Well, on that we shall say good evening.
So good evening. I will try to get inside before my limbs freeze. And
good
That's it. So what remains to be said? You are Bob in
Brooklyn. Yeah.
That's right. And I'm Andrew in frozen Florida.
Yes.
You have been listening to the Beer League Coherent podcast. Thank you very much for listening.